Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Rotation Show here on the hot new Q. QLJNradio.com with your hosts, DJ Flip and Lady Jazz. Phone lines are open. Call 347-237-5342.
Never match her power, Beyonce will never have her range. And as for owning a stage, Mick Jagger, Michael Jackson, they're minor stars when compared to a supernova that was Aretha Franklin. Widely regarded as the greatest singer in popular music, she's died in Detroit after a long illness. But her powerhouse voice will live on for decades to come.
With a voice like a force of nature and a commanding stage presence, Aretha Franklin seemed born to be the queen of soul. Her father, who helped her get her start in music, was a Baptist preacher known as the man with a million-dollar voice.
My father, had he not been a minister, he could have been one of the great singers of all time. He was an excellent vocalist. You're no good.
But Aretha Franklin also earned that soul in her voice through a life of emotional upheavals. Her mother passed away when she was 10. She had her first child at age 12 and married for the first time at 19. Still, the word about the young singer's talent spread. She was a masterful piano player, and then there was that voice. In 1967, she recorded what would become her signature song.
It means something that we all would like to have and we all should give, bottom line.
By the 1980s, many R&B and Motown acts were no longer selling lots of records, but Aretha Franklin adapted to the pop sound of the new decade, singing duets with George Michael and Annie Lennox. Her diverse musical legacy was impossible to ignore, and in 1987, she became the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Working with Aretha is like being a part of history. It's like no other experience I've ever had.
All of us are like Aretha fanatics.
The sentiment echoed by singers across musical genres who showered Franklin with tributes reserved for a few other musicians.
For me, what has always just been so fascinating is how she's just kind of an open channel. I mean, it's just nothing that she sings ever feels thought out or contrived.
Aretha Franklin.
In 2009, the daughter of a civil rights preacher got to sing at the inauguration of the first black president of the United States.
I can't treat it of these.
Even in her later years, marked by poor health and many canceled performances, Franklin managed to pull off another career high. Her 2014 cover of Adele's Rolling in the Deep made her the first woman to have 100 songs on Billboard's Hot R&B chart. It was just another of her many achievements, with a career that crossed genres and spanned 7 decades. As far as R-E-S-P-E-C-T goes, few singers earned it like Aretha Franklin. Franklin was 76. Deanna Sumanak-Johnson, CBC News, Toronto.
Well, good morning, and what you've been listening to for the last few minutes was a little bit of Aretha Franklin, and I know we've heard quite a bit of Aretha for the last couple of weeks, but you can never hear too much of Aretha Franklin, and we are here this morning to bid a farewell tribute to the Queen of Soul. Aretha Franklin, universally acclaimed as the Queen of Soul and one of America's greatest singers in any style, died Thursday, August 23rd, at her home in Detroit, Michigan. She was 76 years old. She died from an advanced pancreatic. Hey!
Hey.
Woo! I heard that deep, grindy, wow. You kind of put me on another level.
Sorry about that.
I wasn't ready to be at this level just yet. You know what? Let me just go ahead and introduce you. Say good morning to our people, you know, because we've been doing this. You and I have been working with Aretha Franklin and putting this show together for a while. So, I'm in the feelings right now. I'm kind of feeling some kind of way.
Yeah.
Good morning. This is the Morning Rotation Show, and I am your girl, the incomparable Lady Jazz.
And I am your boy, the phenomenal DJ Flip. Want to welcome you to this tribute to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Truly a artist among artists, an icon among icons. Her music will live on. I will sing her music.
Mm-hmm. You know what? And your children and your children's children will sing Aretha Franklin's music. And speaking of that, I want to talk a little bit about that later on. But we also have with us this morning DJ Flip, our two very special guests who are and have been voted and have won awards for being the favorite in Northern California's favorite. I lost what I was saying. I'm hearing Aretha in the background. I'm like missing her.
Yeah,
so much.
I know, right?
I'm missing her. This is a difficult show, a little difficult for me today, because it seems like our final farewell, she's gone. And I don't want, let me just bring in our guest. Anyway, so from Vallejo, California, we have the Mistress of Soul herself, award winning artist. Beautiful, wonderful, very talented vocalist, none other than Miss Jaina Blackwell is here with us today to talk about the Queen of Soul. And also with us from Sacramento, California, is none other than the troubadour, DJ Flip, is with us today.
the troubadour. Mr. Raymond Coates.
He's in the house today. So, and we're going to bring them in. I just kind of want to make a couple of points, and we're going to bring them in. In her indelible late 1960s hits, Miss Franklin brought the righteous passion expression of gospel music to secular songs that were about much more than just romance. I mean, hits like Do Right Woman, you know, you gotta be a dude, that girl. Anyway, think A Natural Woman and Chain of Fools all defined a modern female archetype. Central and strong, long suffering, but ultimately indomitable, loving, but not to be taken for granted. That's just, you know, something that's one of the things that we've learned about Aretha Franklin. There's 60 years of music business. We're going to talk about that today. And
exactly.
How you feel. How important is that, and how significant will it be in your life? DJ Flip, I want to do something before we bring our guests in. There is a clip that I want to play, and this was from her funeral. This was from the dreaded funeral. Well, I don't like funerals. I don't. This was a beautiful funeral other than the length. And I guess you can expect it, but we're going to talk about that later as well. But I want you to click just these moments and check this out. If you watch the funeral on TV, it was televised all over the place. If you watch the funeral, you may or may not remember this particular part. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. If you want to call in, the number is 347-237-5342. That number again is 347-237-5342. We'll be right back. Check this out.
If some cosmic ethnographer were to drop down here and do a biopsy, an extract of living tissue of black genius, here today, would be the veritable cornucopia of its radical expression. We done had all kind of singing up in here, from high European-derived classical composition to the gut-bucket gospel grueling reality of our blues and soul traditions. We have heard singers hit high notes and pan the depths of the diapason stop of the range and scale of American music. But we are here for one voice, one reason, one woman who was a freakishly precocious woman, a bronze wunderkind of the gospel. Born in the legendary rhetorical room she gestated in of her father, Clarence Levon Franklin. She took me one day to the Triumph Awards, and there she had me attempt to explain his genius. C.L. Franklin practiced the species of black sacred speech called hooping. How does one explain hooping? The coarsened articulation, the striated diction, the elastic grammar, speech pressured by music that turns into song. You will quickly see one of the greatest exemplars of that rhetorical form in the presence of the Reverend Dr. Jasper Williams. But it was in that womb that she was born, and in that Mississippi mud arrived Detroit deity. Aretha Franklin at 14 sang Never Grow Old, and in singing it you could feel the theological prescience and the clairvoyance that God gave to her. She became a vehicle of the on high purpose that was radiated in that beautiful brown body. And when Aretha sang at 14, she convinced people that indeed she would never grow old. But then she recorded the song again when she was 30 years old. And in recording that song on her epic Amazing Grace, where she gave us a vision of a return to the gospel world that her father claimed she had never left anyhow. And then when she sang that song about 5 minutes and 21 seconds in, on a 9 minute and 57 second song, you felt the volcanic eruption, the glissando, the melisma stretching a single note across several syllables so that she could articulate the deep and profound realities that only song could capture. Aretha sang that song at 30 in a different way she sang it at 14. Why is that? Between 14 and 30, there was a whole bunch of living. She never loved a man the way she loved that man. She said, if you're gonna be a man demanding a do-right woman, you better be a do-right man. Now we know the great scholar Farrah Jasmine Griffin speaks about the inchoate feminist perspective, never calling her feminist because Aretha Franklin never called herself a feminist, but she had feminist sensibilities. The independent, autonomous reach of black female identity was ringing in her rhetoric. She was black girl magic before there was black girl magic. And so between 14 and 30, there was a lot of living. There was a chain of fools that she was conscribed into. There was the reality of the hurt and pain, the ardor, the ecstasy, the suffering, and the reality that we had to confront as a black people. And don't get it twisted. She was black without apology or excuse. And she was American without argument or exception. She was black because she was from the blackest city in the world, Detroit. I know y'all jealous. You from Chicago, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. You good, but you ain't got the D. Dinetta Shrimp Shack, Faygo Red Pop, Berner's Ginger Ale, Coney Island Hot Dog. The future hitched a ride in a Cadillac and found its destiny in a Ford. We had Motown music. I know everybody else had music, but y'all ain't had it like Detroit had it. The greatest artist ever produced, Mr. Stevie Wonder. The greatest songwriter ever, Smokey Robinson. And for a long while, the greatest entertainer, Mr. Michael Jackson. And the greatest singer in the world, Aretha Franklin. She was an edifying thief. She took other people's songs and made them her own. When Otis Redding heard her sing, he said, "She done took my song." Oh, yes, she did, and he was glad she took it. Because she spelled out in a way he never spelled out respect. She had to articulate it and enunciate it so folk could understand what she was talking about. Then in that belly of blackness in Detroit, without apology or excuse, that embrace of her blackness led her to be political. We got all kind of music now that ain't got nothing to do with nothing except cars and money and glory. I ain't mad at that, but she was about getting Angela Davis out of jail. She was about working with Martin Luther King Jr. and Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. She was about transforming the existence of black America. Now Negroes scared to say they black. Scared to show up at a two black place. That's why some black folk ain't here today. They sending letters. They don't want to get up in this blackness. They don't want to feel the nasty power of this blackness. We are black in Detroit. We don't care. Take your shoes off. Dip it in the water. Get baptized. And then this orange apparition had the nerve to say she worked for him. You lugubrious leech. You dopey doppelganger of deceit and deviance. You lethal liar. You dim-witted dictator. You foolish fascist. She ain't worked for you. She worked above you. She worked beyond you. Get your preposition right. Then he got the nerve to say he gonna grab it. That ain't what Aretha Franklin said. I'ma give you something you can feel. Like the brothers in the street say, tap lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache. The greatest singer in the world, Aretha Franklin. She was an edifying thief. She took other people's songs and made them her own. When Otis Redding heard her sing, he said, "She done took my song." Oh, yes, she did, and he was glad she took it. because she spelled out in a way he never spelled out respect. She had to articulate it and enunciate it so folk could understand what she was talking about. Then in that belly of blackness in Detroit,
all right, we're back right here on QLJNradio.com. I am your boy, the phenomenal DJ Flip. So sorry about
that. And I'm your girl,
that,
the incomparable Lady Jazz. And we're going to keep this thing moving. We're very excited about this show.
We had two clips. I'm sorry.
Yeah, one time. Now, here's the thing, DJ Flip. Go ahead and do your thing. One thing about it is, you know, DJ Flip has made it a point or made this point to me this morning that it's been a long time since we've done a show like this, that we've done a tribute show, and
yeah, it has been a long time.
You know what I mean? That's that part right there. This is big, so I needed to call in Jaina Blackwell. I needed to call in Raymond Coates and say, let's just do this as we say goodbye to the Queen of Soul. Speaking of Jaina Blackwell, let's go ahead and bring her in, DJ Flip, as well as Raymond Coates, to say good morning to them. And welcome to the Morning Rotation Show. How is it going, girl?
What's going
hey
on?
Hey now, hey now.
Hey,
hey
now.
They said good morning.
What's going on, Raymond?
Let me ask Jaina something. Do you have us on a speakerphone?
Yes.
It sounded echo. It probably sound better if you didn't have us on speaker.
Okay, here I go. How's that?
Yeah, that's much better. That's much better. That's much better.
All right.
That's much better. So that's what's up. That's what's up, Jaina Blackwell. We are so happy that you are here with us today. I want you to give us a brief synopsis about what you know about the Queen of Soul.
Well, the Queen of Soul has been a part of me since I was a little girl. When I was young and I wanted to sing, just like Aretha. And, moms played gospel in the house all the time, and that's how I was introduced to her music then as a little girl, and it has resonated, throughout my entire life. And so hearing of her passing was an emotional experience for me, like all of us, and, some of my favorites, like the song that's playing in the background right now is one of my all-time favorite songs. There's so many others. She has affected all of our lives, and I will forever, forever be grateful for her, for lending her voice and her life to all of us in this musical journey. You know.
Yes, that is right.
Can you hear that playing? That's my soul. Nights not over yet. Man be on one, hanging on my coattail. Ain't got
That we had that song. So we can say this. You actually performed at the Aretha Franklin tribute show on QLJ. Don't say it. Speaking of that, when I was asking you before the microphone went out, I was asking you how Aretha Franklin songs have influenced you and your musical career.
Oh, my. I thank God for Aretha Franklin, first of all. I emulated. I wanted to be like her. I wanted to sing like her. And I think so many other people like me, you know, felt the same way. I was exposed to her music at a very young age by my mom, who played gospel music in the house all the time. And, she was one of the four, I guess, for me. You know, the four just magnificent voices. Developed this here, you know.
Who are your four? Four are you referring to?
Well, of course, you know, Miss Riri, and then there's Shaka and Patti LaBelle, and you know, for me, Patrice Brushen, because she was she's not that powerhouse singer like everybody goes to, but she ran the whole stage. She played all the instruments. She was a producer,
writer. Don't sleep on Patrice.
You know? yes, ma'am. I mean, we could go on and on, but, you know, those were the ones that influenced me the most. Yes.
And, you know, Aretha Franklin, my goodness, rest in peace, Aretha Franklin. I enjoyed the funeral. Let's go to the funeral right quick. The funeral was way too long, but then again, maybe I was hungry because I didn't want to leave. It was so much action, and I started to get hungry, but I didn't want to walk away from the TV, so I thought, hey, this is a long-ass wedding. I mean, funeral, but it was the Queen of Soul. There was so much going on that pulpit, on that platform. Who and what performance do you remember the most? Will you remember from Aretha Franklin's funeral?
Well, I think for me, Smokey made me cry. And once Smokey made me cry, you know, I just was emotionally spent. That was early on during the service. I had to take a break from it. For a while, but the one performance I can say that really stirred me the most was Yolanda Adams, and then also Pastor Shirley Caesar, you know, and I guess everybody was expecting me to say Fantasia or Miss J. Hudd, who I'm big fans of, Mm-hmm. But, you know, my thing was, on that platform, I don't think it was a time to perform and a time to, you know, try to out-sing anybody. I think it was just a time to thank God for Aretha and share with the family. So I skipped past those two. You know, we all love them, but I skipped past them and because I felt the, how you say, the anointing through Yolanda Adams and also Pastor Shirley Caesar.
Oh, they brought it. They brought it. And
yes.
It's interesting that you bring that up because I felt the same way when the Clark sisters came out. And Yolanda Adams. Yes. Wow. Yes, that was wonderful, wonderful performance. The Clark sisters are one of my favorites, you know, but that girl told that song up. Is My Living in Vain is the song they sang. Let's bring on the other special guest that we have with us this morning, Raymond Coates, all the way from the 916. Good morning, Troubadour. What's happening?
Well, you look like you got what's happening this morning. You know, got a tribute going on to Dana Blackwell, who I've also had the pleasure of sharing the stage with in the past, too.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yes.
Remember
how you doing,
Jana? I hosted that show. Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you. How are you?
All right.
So let me ask you this, Raymond. I want to say welcome and thank you so much for joining us on this very special tribute. This is our farewell. And you know what? I just didn't feel right as a radio station that we didn't do a farewell. This is after the funeral. You know, this is after the funeral. Life goes on. We will always remember. There's no way you will not remember Aretha Franklin. You will not forget 44 nominations, 18 Grammys, 75 million records sold. You know, and still being sold, still being downloaded. The day of her death, songs were being downloaded. The numbers went up. So there's no way you will ever forget Aretha Franklin. But I want to ask you something, Ray. They call her the Queen of Soul, the Queen of Soul. And there was a brother at the funeral who described, in his own words, what soul meant. I want to ask you, because you're a soul performer, too. Soul music, blues, you do that. What is soul? What is soul, and what was she the queen of?
You want me to tell you what soul is, and
absolutely,
you soul queen? Wait a minute. Just a second. So, you know, as opposed to having a chart where you read the music off a chart, and there's some guys that can play it just like it is on the chart, can sing it just like it is on the chart, but it's lacking something. Soul is that extra thing that you put in there with you when you improvise, and that's what soul is to me. And Aretha Franklin was an expert at improvising. As was with respect. You know, when Otis Redding said, you know, she took my song, with the improvisation, said that, I'm going to tell you something. Her soul made me mad at her. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give my age up because the little band that I was in back in the day when that song came out, we used to perform Otis Redding's version of Respect. And when she brought that song out, well, we couldn't do it anymore. We just couldn't do it anymore because we were doing it in his style.
How do you follow that, right?
We just had to stop doing the song. So I was a little upset with her at that point.
Well, you know, you can still do it. You can still do it. Listen to me. Listen. If Ariana Grande could get on stage and do, what was the song she did at the funeral? You Make Me Feel Like a
Natural Woman.
Yes, it was. Natural Woman. If that girl could get up there and do that song, Raven, I know you could have done R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Well, we tried it a couple of times. It didn't go over. It didn't go over good enough.
I gotta throw this number out. We're gonna take a commercial break to our new sponsors. Anyway, coming up September 11th, there's an event here in Sacramento, California. This event is called Surviving the Crack Era. Surviving the Crack Era. This is a presentation of Let's see who's going to be there. It's La Rock Rahman is hosting this. Freeway Rick Ross will also be there, and the girl Lady Jazz will be at this event. This is September 11th, 2018. I have tickets if you can call in and answer some trivia questions. Now, these are not questions that you just wouldn't know. The answers we're giving throughout this show, so you got to be listening. The number to call in is 347-237-5342. Again, that number is 347-237-5342. Make sure you press 1 so that producer would know that you want to get in on here. All right, we need to take a break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You guys can go ahead and take a breath. We'll be right back.
With MetroPCS, you can share all the fun and watch it spread with no limits. All for a price you'll love.
I'm in a sweet spot. I'm feeling good.
Get MetroPCS and enjoy fast, unlimited data on a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S. Just like AT&T and Verizon, for less. Switch now and get 4 lines of unlimited data for $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless figured out.
A shift has been made, and fuel-efficient cars are suddenly fun to drive cars. Small cars are safe cars with 6 standard airbags. And now there are 3 great cars starting for under $16,500 each. A shift has been made, so when you think fuel economy, safety, and value, think Nissan.
Morning. You're listening to The Morning Rotation Show here on the hot new Q. QLJNRadio.com with your hosts, DJ Flip and Lady Jazz. Phone lines are open. Call 347-237-5342.
Nominations, 18 Grammys, 75 million records sold. 75 million records sold. Also, she performed at 3 presidential inaugurations. Well, there was one inauguration. The Barack Obamas. I want you to go ahead and bring in our guests, Jaina and Raymond. Barack Obama's inauguration, that was 2009. Then she performed at 2 pre-inauguration concerts. She did one for Jimmy Carter in 1977, and she did the other one in 1993 for Bill Clinton. Come on, man. I think that is an amazing... Her resume goes on and on and on. There's no way you can cover everything that the Queen of Soul did, you know, from the day that she began singing. Wow. Really early on, went into the studio and recorded her first song at the age of 14, became the first female to be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right?
That's what I'm talking about.
You want to say congratulations, and it makes you feel proud to celebrate the Queen of Soul. It's like we knew her, Jaina Blackwell. It was like she was my auntie. Do you understand? You know that feeling? Yeah.
Yes.
Like we knew her. So I want to ask you this, and this is a question that I had asked you before the mic went out. When you first heard an Aretha Franklin song, how did it feel to you? Raymond said it was, you know, it was if it doesn't have that soul, it's got to have that oomph, that thing. You also use the word anointing. But how does Aretha Franklin's music make you feel?
I think for me, it made me feel like it was possible. At the time, like I told you, I was a little girl. And
right.
I wanted to sing like her, and you know, it just was her voice just was music for me. You know, it was that thing, and I wish I could pinpoint it for you, but it was just something that made me want to be like her. And
yes,
I think
right.
growing up, you know, as a little girl, you know, we looked at television, and every award show she was on, and so she was. she was presented to us as our queen, and so it was
wow.
something
yeah.
that just, as I looked at her, as I watched her, I just, you know, like her the style that she, her grace, all of that, you know.
She was elegant, she was so fancy,
definitely.
She was intelligent, she was just not some, you know, some, she was very intelligent.
She wasn't just a flash in the pan, she was the real deal.
Oh, she yes. was the real deal. She was the real deal. More than 100 singles made it to the Billboard charts, Jaina. 17 made top 10 singles and 20 number one hits. Come on, 20 number
yeah.
one hits.
Can't beat it.
Now, I want to ask. This is. I'm so excited to hang out with Raymond and Jaina. Jaina Blackwell.
Yeah.
Jaina Blackwell's with us, and Raymond Coates. I want to ask you something, Raymond. Is there a voice that you can name today that comes close? Okay. Now, we know
well,
there's
you know,
not going to be anything, but is there something
no.
that comes real close?
Well, you know, I didn't think so until I heard Beyonce do this song about "You Put My Love on Top." You know, she did,
uh-huh.
Beyonce did some stuff in that song with her voice that it kind of approximated that she could do some Aretha stuff if she wanted. But
now,
like you say, there's, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, well, this, you know, well, I know where you were going. There's nobody who can come, who can, you know,
no.
I don't think there's anybody who can duplicate
no.
The queen of soul. Beyonce has her style and her vocal talent. Jaina Blackwell got her style and her vocal talent, but I don't think there's anybody who can completely duplicate. Listen, I want you guys to check this out because we're talking about Aretha Franklin. Now, what's next is the book. You know, there's going to be a book. In fact, there's already a children's book available online, and I promised that I would give a shout-out for this. If you all are interested in purchasing the book, Who is Aretha Franklin? And it's a wonderful Black History Month, Women's History Month website. It's called www. Who Was Book Series. Who Was Book Series. And you can purchase this book for your young girl, your young son, whoever. But anyway, there's going to be, you know, there's going to be biographies and books and, you know, all type of stuff going on for a while. Who should play? Who should play Aretha Franklin in
her
movie? Let's think about that for a minute. Don't go anywhere.
We
right
you
there.
Have to have at least three or four different people.
Let's talk about the movie version
okay.
of Your Life. We cannot let this project sit on the back burner any longer. You thought that Halle Berry would be great playing you, and Halle said something to the effect of,
mm-hmm.
I can't sing, so
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be able to do Miss Franklin justice.
I knew she couldn't sing.
Yes.
Never expected her to, and she was first choice, but not my only choice.
Yes. Do you still want Halle to play that role?
I would like the person who's going to play me to be more confident.
I understand.
You understand? Okay.
I think that Jennifer Hudson
mm-hmm.
would do a bang-up job as
okay.
you.
She has a good, clear voice.
A good, clear voice. Then how about Fantasia Barrino?
Could be Fantasia. Could be Jennifer.
Queen Latifah?
You don't know.
Okay.
You don't know how that's going to turn out.
Well, I need this movie to get done, and then I want to play like
would
a
you,
secretary or something.
Would you be interested in helping to finance it?
Oh, well, Miss Franklin, I'm only in the second season of my show.
Okay, check's not big enough yet. All right.
My money's not long enough yet, but give me a moment.
Okay, all right.
So how did you feel about the big performance at the Grammys that the girls did for you?
I loved it. Loved the tribute. I was sitting in front of the TV when it came on with a cup of banana pudding. Oh, it was wonderful. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Aguilera was good. She was feeling it.
Yeah.
That night. She was feeling it. Jennifer was good.
Uh-huh.
But I particularly liked what Yolanda did with Spirit in the Dark.
Fantasia got very upset that she wasn't in the tribute.
I didn't do the selection. She has to learn that you're not going to participate in everything that you might like to participate in.
You're still a very youthful woman. You have a sexy, sassy way about you. You know, would you like to get married again?
Of course. I love marriage. Love the institution.
You seem like the type of woman who still falls and can get as stupid as the rest of us girls.
Do you think I'm gullible?
I think that you can be.
Well,
with the right man.
Yeah, no, no. I'm not gonna be. You get stupid. I'm not gonna be stupid anymore.
One of the husbands that you had, Glenn Turman.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, Glenn's a sharp guy.
Oh my gosh. Chocolatey smooth.
And he's a beautiful man.
Yeah. You still friendly with him?
Oh yeah, yeah, sure. We talk all the time.
Who's her dad?
Don't you think that she's just the coolest, down to earth? You know what I mean? So I feel like I just got off the phone with my auntie Riri. I really do. I love listening to that interview. But Jaina, again, let me thank you again. So Aretha Franklin. What cracked me up was when Wendy asked her, you know, who do you think, you know, to play the movie and all this stuff. And they were talking about all the different people. She dropped Queen Latifah, and Aretha hurried up and said, And so she had a sense of humor, especially when she said, Wendy Williams said, we really need to get this project off the ground because I want to see it done. Aretha, the boss queen that she is, what was her thing? She said, are you willing to help We got to learn how to do that, Jaina. We got to move like that. We got to move with circles like that. People that are so excited about your project. When you going to do it? When you going to do it? Well, hey, you willing to invest? We can get her done.
Hello. I love her for that. She put Miss Wendy in her place, though. You know.
She really did.
She really did.
She's such a lady. I love her. I'm definitely going to miss her. There's one song. And I've been working on this for the last couple of days, and there's one song. You know, we know a lot of Aretha Franklin songs, but there are some B-side songs that you may or may not have heard. And I stumbled upon one last night that had me in tears. I had never heard this song before, and I want to play this song. And you may have heard it. I've never heard it. It's Baby, Baby, Baby. Listen, 347-237-5342 is the number to call. And the phone lines are open. Win two tickets to Survive in the Crack Area. Not the Crack Area. The Crack Era. That's a good be the same thing. I don't know. Surviving the Crack Era with Freeway, Rick Ross, and Larock Ramon. Give us a call for two tickets. Listen, check the song out. We'll be right back.
So uninspired. And when I knew, looking out on the morning rain.
That song wants to be played. It needs to be heard. That's what it is.
I guess so, because it's under a whole bunch of other titles. You play it down the under a bunch
Can't
of titles.
Thank you.
perform without her doing gospel. Because she never was a one to forget where she came from. And that's why we give her this great home going. We thank her for what she did with Dr. King. We thank her for what she's done with Reverend Jackson. We thank her for what she's done with all of us. And that is why, you know, the other Sunday on my show, I misspelled respect. And a lot of y'all corrected me. Now I want y'all to help me correct President Trump to teach him what it means. And I say that because when word had went out that Miss Franklin passed, Trump said she used to work for me. No, she used to perform for you. She worked for us. Aretha never took orders from nobody but God.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now that was Reverend Jesse Jackson. I forgot my reverend. Maybe I got my reverends mixed up, but I know it's one of. Oh, that's right. That was Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton. Reverend Al Sharpton.
That's right, Reverend Al Sharpton. Reverend Jesse Jackson. I saw him. He wasn't looking too well. You know, he wasn't looking well at all. I was like, can somebody please help up Jesse? Help Jesse up. His knees hurt. Hell, oh. Now, I want to ask. We sat and we watched the funeral, and those of you who didn't watch the thing in its entirety, like I did, I'm sure you've seen several clips of it by now. They're all over the internet. There's some stuff about, you know, the bishop, what was his name? I think it was Bishop Charles Ellis, who had his arm around Ariana Grande, and they were saying that was inappropriate. He immediately turned around and apologized because he didn't want to make it a thing. This is a tribute to Aretha Franklin. So he immediately said, hey, there was nothing. If she felt, offended or whatever, I apologize, and we move on.
Right.
The choir, I wanted to ask you and Raymond, Jaina, was not that choir bad, and would you have wanted to sing in that choir?
Yes, thank God for the choir. I mean, you know, there were some singers that, you know, tried. They tried their little hearts out, but, you know, if it wasn't for the choir, you know, that moment.
Right.
I know, right?
You know, that part.
Some people don't know how hard it is to sing behind some of our vocalists like that. But, you know, I sang as part of many choirs as a little girl, you know, discovering who I was or whatever. And but that choir was on point. You know,
yes,
every song.
Yes, they
you
no
know,
more
and,
practice all.
And,
they practice all week.
They had to practice. I mean, they had to practice it even before then. You know, when she started to get real sick, because they were bad. The background singers, they were on point. And like you said, Jane, I said the same thing. It's a good thing the background singers were tight. The choir was on point. Chaka Khan came out. She did a little thing. Now, Chaka Khan is not a gospel singer, but she came and added her shockiness to going up yonder, that blew me away what her lyrics say to her fans. But that's not right. You know, I said, who don't know the words of going up yonder? Come on, Saka. But she told it up. She told that song up. You know, she sang 9 minutes of that song, too. I don't know if you guys know this. She came back and did some other stuff. That song was 9 minutes long.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, So the funeral is over. Raymond Coates, are you still with us?
No, I think Raymond cut out.
Okay, so the funeral is over, but and she's laid to rest. I watched last night with sadness. I was in tears when I watched them lay her beautiful casket, Jaina. The casket.
My goodness, yes.
Was that not ill? Oh, that was for a queen. That's a queen's casket. When they laid her in the mausoleum, I just had little tears in my eyes, and then the red bottoms, and just how, you know, how elegant she was laying there with her legs crossed. She went out a queen, and
yeah.
I love that about her. I really do love that about her. But now she's laid to rest. We go on. The family's gonna miss her. We're all gonna miss her. Speaking of family, her son sang a song at his mom's funeral, which I thought was real. He's not a singer, Jaina.
No.
No.
Nah, it kind of jumped past him.
The gift skipped him.
Joyful noise.
But it could not have been easy, Jaina. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For him to sing at his own mother's funeral. And I'm going to tell you something. At my mother's funeral, my mother had made me promise that I was going to sing. And I told her up front, Mom, I'm not going to be able to do it. It's going to sound crazy. My voice is going to be like this. I ain't going to be able to.
Right.
You know how you do it. Your throat getting locked up. Mom, I'm not going to be able to do it. So when he got up there and sang, and immediately I heard him hit a couple of, sour notes. A couple of sour notes. I was like, but then I thought about myself in that situation. That could not have been easy for him to sing at his
My takeaway on that, I immediately started crying because I could hear the emotion in his voice. And of all the singers, aside from all the pomp and circumstance, you can feel the emotion. And I think that at that time, the time for the performance goes out the door. We all want to hear that emotion.
Exactly.
And that must have been, thinking of, he's Aretha's son, walking up to that podium there, the microphone, in front of all of those musical giants. And
who loves his mother.
Those people behind him in the pulpit, and he's paying honor to his mother. I don't think it couldn't have been any better. Whether he
was
a singer, a famous singer or not, the fact that he was able to get his emotions together enough to get through that song to me was huge. And I think that just kudos and shouts out to him for getting through that song.
You think he'll get a record deal?
I don't think that was the purpose,
No,
I think the saddest part is, as we're all, the world was watching that funeral, we were expecting performances, And those of us that grew up in the church, the black church, we all know how the spirit moves at services like that. And I think the spirit was moving through him. And we needed that takeaway, if you will, from all of the pomp and circumstance and to feel the genuine emotion that he gave.
Now, what do you think of Faith Hill's performance? What was the song that Faith Hill sang?
What a friend we have in Jesus.
That's right. What a friend. I bring it up because of something you said just a moment ago. You said, you felt you could feel soul in it. And I was like, I didn't feel no soul in Faith Hill song. I didn't feel no soul. There was no hot sauce on that song. None. But I thought when I was looking at her, Aretha Franklin, when she went to benefits and galas and concerts and stuff like that, she really got into it. You know what I mean? And I think that if Aretha, I heard somebody say that Aretha Franklin's funeral was so long that she was up next to sing. But anyway, if Aretha had been awake and watching everything that was going on, I think she would have been overall. I think she would have been pleased. You know what I mean? In spite of everything, I think she would have been completely touched. Come on, you got Bill Clinton with his sleepy self. He was there. Everybody was there. And it was awesome. Shirley Caesar. It was just awesome. Everyone was there. And so as we lay her to rest, that's why QLJ and we wanted to come together and say goodbye, Aretha Franklin. But we will continue to celebrate you. We will continue to spin your music. We will continue to share your music and to share your story. We will miss you. And just thank you for your contribution to the world with your wonderful gift of music. I want to say thank you to you, Jaina Blackwell, and Raymond Coates. I believe he had to step out or he had to go. But I want to say thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm getting a little teary-eyed.
No.
So where do we go from here? What's next? Let me ask you, what's next for you, Jaina Blackwell?
Well, you know, there's new music on the horizon. But, you know, if I can, I would love to just say this. We are going to see lots of tributes pop up all over, you know, for Miss Aretha. But, you know, I've had the pleasure of singing in a Aretha Franklin tribute show for many years under the tutelage of Miss Butter and her Butter Love Band, you know, out here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And if you ever get a chance to hear Butter sing Aretha, she takes you there. And she will be having a show called The Renditions of Aretha in November at the Empress Theater in Vallejo. If you can't get to Vallejo to hear her sing, I promise you, you will not be disappointed. I think you mentioned earlier that, you know, there's not too many singers that can take you there or get close to Miss Aretha. You know, she's my dear friend. I love her very much. But old girl can sing, and she really does take you there. She studied Aretha.
Right?
She really does put you in the mind frame of Aretha Franklin. And, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't, you know, shout her out. But, you know, we have to support our singers.
Give us a date again.
You know,
that's November what?
I know it's November and the date just escapes me, but you know,
I promise you
that I'll post it, maybe post it on the page of the flyer or whatnot. But it is at the Empress Theater in Vallejo, and it is in November.
Renditions of Aretha.
It's called
The
Renditions of Aretha, in front of a live band, background singers, the whole nine. And I think that you will walk away not disappointed. Trust. And
you're performing, Jaina?
I'm not this time, you know, but I did have the pleasure of singing with that show for many years. And but I can tell you, from my own firsthand experience, she will bring you some songs that you're very familiar with and some she'll remind you of, like I think you mentioned earlier, Baby, Baby, Baby.
She
knocks that out the park, and I think that, you know, And I trust me, and I think that you won't, like I said, you won't be disappointed.
Well, you know, we certainly are interested in something like that. In November, we got plenty of time to get some more information, and we'll continue to share that information here on the Hot New Q. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here. I wasn't able to give out any tickets. Nobody pressed one. I see callers, but I needed you to press one. Maybe we'll go to one last song so I can give away these free tickets if you're in the Sacramento area and you'd like to take advantage of this event. Surviving the Crack Era, and this is with Freeway Rick Ross and LaRock Rahman, and of course your girl Lady Jazz. The Queen will be there. I'll be singing my song, and trust me, my song, I have done nothing nowhere close to, you know what I mean, 17 top 10 singles. 20 number one hits, nowhere near that, but I love getting on stage and singing the song. It's going to be a wonderful event. If you are interested in this event, I have the information. I have two tickets right now to the caller who can answer a couple of questions. I will not ask the question now. We're going to go to a song because I don't want to give folks time to Google it, Jaina. You know how y'all do. So I'm not going to ask the question right now. We're going to go to one last song, and then when we come back, we'll take a caller and see if we can get away these tickets. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
To the Morning Rotation Show here on the hot new Q. QLJNRadio.com with your hosts, DJ Flip and Lady Jazz. Phone lines are open. Call 347-237-5342.
All right. What a wonderful way to spend a morning just honoring somebody who is so deserving and to hang out with a wonderful friend, Dana Blackwell, who is a very talented artist, the mistress of soul, right here from Northern California. She's doing big things. We're going to look for some more information on this show, the renditions of Aretha in November. And then Raymond Coates, who had to fall off, the troubadour of soul, we call him. We want to say thank you so much for those of you who have listened thus far. However, it looks like we have a couple callers. I'm going to take that first one, DJ Flip. I'm going to give away two of these tickets. This event is September 11th, 2018. It's from 6 to 9. It's here in Sacramento, sponsored by Top Notch Entertainment, Vernon Smith, and Hooked on Fishing, Not Violence. Live performances by Lady Jazz, Rico, Todd, the Street Disciple. There's some comedy. And then, of course, like I said, LaRock is hosting this event, and Freeway, Rick Ross. We're going riding on the freeway. Did you see the pink Cadillac?
Yes, over 100 of them.
I didn't even know there was that many pink Cadillacs. What are they, Mary Kay's? Okay, anyway, where do you get a pink Cadillac? Well, I guess you got to be Aretha Franklin. You can get 100 of them if you're Aretha Franklin. Let's take a caller, DJ Flip. Two tickets. I just have a question. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
This is
Thank
good.
You for joining us.
I'm doing
What's
good.
On?
Yes, I didn't know how to press one, so I figured it out. Thank you. I've
okay.
been listening.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening. Good morning, Princess. We wanted to do a farewell tribute to the Queen of Soul. You know, and this is, it's never going to stop. You know, you're going to hear tributes all day. You know, this is not the last one. It's going to continue to go. We have birthdays now to celebrate. You know what I mean? There's other things to celebrate with Aretha Franklin. I want to say thank you. I have a couple questions for you. Are you near Sacramento or in the Sacramento, you know, in Sacramento or near?
Yeah, I would love to come to Sacramento and win those tickets, but I have rehearsal that night, so I won't
uh-huh.
be able to make it.
Uh-huh.
So you can give those to somebody else, but I just wanted to
Absolutely.
Call in to support Jana, who's been my butterfly for over 15 years, and
Aww.
Just to thank all DJ Flip, you, Raymond, for putting a tribute radio show together to honor somebody that I feel like is like my auntie, too.
And also, thank you guys for sending the shout out. Thank you, Jana, for sending the shout out for my show. And
this is your show we're talking about. Okay.
Yes, this is Butter. I know. Good morning.
Hey,
this
good
is
morning.
Butter.
Okay,
yes,
so we
and,
have you on the phone. We can you can give us the information if you have flyers or any way that we can get more information.
Yes.
Can you share that with us? Okay.
Absolutely. So. Renditions of Aretha will be November 11th at the Empress Theater in Vallejo. The doors open at 6:30. The show starts at 7:30. I have all the physical tickets for the orchestra, but you can go online at theempresstheater.com to get the balcony and load seats. And, it's going to be a great tribute to her. I've actually been singing Aretha Franklin songs for over 23 years, so
wow.
Doing the tribute, it's no new thing for me, but it is an honor to be having this show after she has passed away, to continue on sharing her legacy with everybody.
I heard about you. I heard that you are, you don't play. So we want to support that. November 11th for us, doors open at 6. That's Rendition of Aretha. At 6:30,
yes.
Right. And then it's you are Butta, B-U-T-T-A, is that right?
H, B-U-T-T-A-H, Butta.
H, Butta. All right, we will be hearing more from you, Butta, in November.
Yes, please.
Now, let's get these tickets. Since you've been studying, Miss Aretha.
Don't give the tickets to me because I can't come. I have rehearsal that night.
Okay, you want to donate them to another caller?
Give them to another caller, but I do want you to play Baby, Baby, Baby because that's one of my favorite songs, and I will be singing that song.
You know what? I wanted to play Baby, Baby, Baby. I heard it for the first time last night, and I was like, what? This song is hot. How did I miss it? How did I miss Baby, Baby, Baby? Unfortunately, I don't know if we're going to be able to play that on the way out the door, but we're looking forward to you singing it. So we know that.
Okay.
You've studied Aretha, and we've mentioned before, she's had 44 nominations, 18 Grammys, 75 million records sold. She's been performing, six decades in the business, 3 presidential inaugurations. She was 76 years old. If you know where I'm going now, I'm throwing numbers out to you. She's had more than 100 singles on the Billboard chart. She was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll
Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Right. Now, she's, like I said, out of the more than 100 singles on the Billboard charts, how many were top 10 singles?
How many out of the 100 were top 10? 10. How many out of...
Right. All of them.
Let me make sure I'm understanding that. Out of 100 Billboard charts, how many out of the charts?
Actually, she had more. Actually, it was more than 100 singles on the Billboard charts. She had singles on the Billboard charts. How many of all those singles that she had on the Billboard charts made top 10 singles?
Oh, my God.
20. She had 20.
You know
is that right?
Number one hits. She had 17 top 10 singles and 20 number one hits. So I'm going to give it to you because you said the number 20, even though it was just kind of reversed, you know, 20 number one hits, 17 top singles. So still, I'm going to give it to you.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're going to donate these 2 tickets to this event on September 11th. And also, we will promote your event coming up on November 11th. But we will follow you.
Yeah.
Reach out to us. Let me just kind of put this out there. If you are an independent artist and you want airplay consideration for your project, please send us your EPK, your stuff, to playmymusic@qljnradio.com. That email address, again, is playmymusic@qljnradio.com. com. We'll check it out, you know, and if it's something that we can do to be there to help you promote and support and maybe get some exposure, we will do that as much as we possibly can. I want to, we run out of time. We got to get out of here, and I see another caller. I want to get these tickets, too. Yeah, thank you, buddy. We will see you in November.
Give them away, and I'll give you two tickets, too. I'll throw in two tickets to Renditions of Aretha, so when you get offline, have Jana call me, or you Facebook me, and you got two tickets for your
call. Thank you, buddy.
Have a beautiful day. God bless you
all. That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Bye,
guys. She donated her tickets, and I want to bring in another call and see if we can give these tickets away. How are you? Area code 510, last four digits 8918. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Could you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. How you doing?
Okay, great. First of all, I would like to start off by saying thank you, God, for allowing DJ Flip and later Jazz to bring two great artists like Jana Blackwell and Raymond Coase that displayed the visibility for my ideas, qualities, and feelings that describe souls, but we must apply and learn the good and bad what we learn from Aretha and contribute through our daily craft to many great artists that are still alive today. It's good to share memories and stories, but as Lady Jazz and DJ Flip and this great Aretha contribute did, it brought to empowerment and enlightenment and shows that we're not the trend, we're with the movement. And I also like to say thanks to Jana Blackwell for her contribution to the music and her new projects that she got coming out in C-Town Records. And, you know, that's Aretha.
Yes.
That's the mystery of the soul to me. And I don't want to waste your time, but Orlando Johnson, Oakland, California, C-Town, Turkey, entertainment manager, and politician, it's going there.
Mr. Manager, yes.
Give me a little something. What'd you have? A nice little cup of coffee this morning, huh? You had a nice little something. That's cool.
No,
but
no.
You know,
I'm with the movement.
Yeah, I hear you, and I appreciate that. I love when you say I'm with the movement, not with the trend. I like that. But you know, and like I was saying too, bro, we had to do this. Aretha Franklin was ours. You know what I mean? She was our auntie, our sister, our mother. She belonged to us. She put a lot out there for us to enjoy. For us, you know, some of it was baby making music. Some of it was break up with a man music. Some of it was, hey, I'm demanding respect. There was one line in this song right here where she said, I'm about to give you all my money. That was one part of the song that made me go, you know, but I'm going to.
Yeah,
I'm with you on everything else.
Yes, I have to make a run, but I want to say again, thank y'all. Thank Aretha Franklin. And what about some tickets, though?
I got some tickets. Oh, you want some tickets? You want these tickets?
I need my blessing. Prayers go up, blessings come down.
That's right. That's right. Now, these tickets that I'm giving away today, though, are the ones for Surviving the Crack Era here in Sacramento. For Buddy's event. We're not promoting that yet. We won't be promoting that until probably another couple weeks. I got to get all the information.
Yes, I want the tickets to Stockton, Sacramento.
Yeah, you want these? I got two sitting here that Buddy just
wants.
All right. So what are you going to do? Stay on the line. Stay on the line. I'm gonna come back to you and get your mailing address so I can get you these tickets. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Wow. You will never, you will, I don't see how anybody can, after Aretha laid it down like that, I don't see how anyone can misspell respect. Okay, because he let you know how to spell it. Anyway, Jana Blackwell, let me say thank you. You hung out from the beginning to the end. I want to say thank you. And I just spoke with your manager who says you have to mention what you in the studio doing or what you're working on right now. What is your current project you got going on?
Well, I do have a new single that's slated for international release. It's called Dance All Night, and we're actually in the studio recording that and whatnot. You know, there's other things on the horizon, but I didn't want to go into that because we're talking about our girl, Aretha, you know, the Mr. Forever, the politician. He's always trying to get it in, but yes,
exactly.
New music coming up.
Exactly. That's how you know you got a good one. That's how you know you got a good one. That'll show up at somebody else's funeral and go, oh, by the way, yes, you got a new CD out. That's all right. That's he about his money. He about his business, and I appreciate
yes,
that. And, you know, we support you big time. You know, anything new that you have, we already going to put it on the air. We love you so much, Jana Blackwell. And, you know, I'm your girl. You my girl. Just for being here with us, you are the mistress of soul that means so much to so many people. And because we were celebrating the queen of soul, I thought it would be fitting for you to be here and to help share this tribute to and honor a legendary singer. My goodness.
Yeah.
I can't even give it what it deserves. I can't.
You know what's so sad is the day that I found out that she passed, I was sitting in my room just boohooing like she was a member of my own family.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting with my phone and recording, you know, this little thing, you know, and, you know, crying through it and whatnot. But, you know, at the end of the day, like you said earlier, you know, she was ours. But, you know, we have to remember, like, even going back to the Faith Hill, you know, singing at that event, I understand it. I wish that it could have been, you know, presented a little better. But I understand why she had to be there, you know. Although, you know, we as black people wanted to keep her to ourselves, we have to understand that she touched many lives, all people all over the world. From the Queen of England on to, you know, just the little one that was in the Cornerstone Baptist Church, you know. And so, you know, all races, you know, all ages,
absolutely,
you know, will forever be affected by, you know, the songs that our queen brought to the world stage. And so, you know, a person like Faith Hill and even Ariana, whatever her name is, Grande, I apologize for messing that up, but, you know, she represented the younger crowd, and Faith Hill represented, you know, a different type of crowd. But at
absolutely
the end of the day, after everything has been said and done, you know, she will rest easy knowing that the world celebrated her for a week long of celebration. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, that was bigger than the Princess Diana. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what I said. I don't remember Princess Di, you know, funeral being like this, not this large. I mean,
no,
large, but not like this. And one thing, too, I want to say is that Aretha, I love her so much. Just saying her name, I just want to hug her. But, you know, she started off in church, and gospel was her foundation, and that's where she, you know, that's where she started. And we all know that. That's not a secret. I didn't share anything that nobody knows. And then she went on and did her thing and continued with the support of her father. You know, Aretha did an appearance at Soul Train, and I don't know if you remember this. She was probably about 19 or 20, early 20s. And she had on a knitted, YouTube this, she had on a knitted, little halter top, knitted. Now, when I say knitted, I mean the holes were kind of, you know, a little wide. And she was so sexy. And I thought about that when people were saying Ariana Grande was disrespecting the church and she was disrespecting Aretha Franklin by coming in there with what she had on. And I thought, but wait a minute. We're talking about a woman who showed cleavage. She showed arms, very proud. You know what I mean? And I thought about that Soul Train appearance where she had on almost nothing. You know, she was always top heavy. And she had almost nothing. So I don't know if it was so much disrespectful. I think it was an honor for her to be there. And like you mentioned, how she was younger, she represented the younger crowd. We take that into consideration. I think it was a beautiful service for a beautiful woman, Jaina.
I definitely feel the same way.
Yeah,
you know,
it was a beautiful service.
Whether her dress was too short or too long or too much cleavage or whatever, you know, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter anymore. And, you know, we all knew that, you know, whoever was going to take that stage was going to get scrutinized, period, point blank. It is what it is. I wish that her people would have prepared her more for that scenario. But unfortunately, you know, I don't blame her. I blame the people that are around her. You know, I think that, you know, there's just certain, you know, like we were all taught, you know, there's a time and place for everything. And I think the time not appropriate for that dress, although it was beautiful and she looked beautiful in it. You know what I mean? But like I said, it you know, now that it's all over and done with, it's over and done with. You know, but at least we can take reverence in the fact that she had a beautiful homegoing service. All those people showed up and showed out, and they did what she would have wanted them to do.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And another good thing about it is that she has left her music and her influence on beautifully talented people like yourself who will continue to move that legacy by doing shows like Butter shows and you doing your tribute shows. It's going to continue to live on. Live on just her style, the style that she leaves behind, her spirit that she leaves behind. Such a sweetheart. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. Enjoy your, what is it, Memorial Day? What's today, girl?
Labor Day.
What is it? Labor Day.
Labor Day, yeah.
Well, you
enjoy
you
your Labor Day.
Right.
I'll be laboring later on today.
Laboring. Yeah. Yeah, I know that's right. Congratulations to Orlando Johnson, who has won the donated tickets for Surviving the Crack Era. He will be getting those tickets. Also, thank you so much for Raymond Coates for being here with us. Butter, thank you so much for giving us that information. We're going to look for some more. We're going to look for working with you on this project. And again, we love you. We love you. We love you. We appreciate you all hanging out with us this morning. Join us again. We'll be back next Monday for another episode of the Morning Rotation Show. Have a wonderful day. Love you, Jaina.
Love you too. Thank you.
Thanks.
And it began this way. Just like the river, I've been running ever since. He said it's been a long time coming, but I know my change is gonna come. Sky.
You're listening to the hot new Q. QLJNRadio.com. Still the hottest, coolest radio station on the net. With award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. The Q.